You're listening to The Dangerous Mind of Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. No excuses, no BS, no pants.
So what the fuck is going on? I saw this great comic the other day. Like a one-panel comic. Not like a stand-up comic. A drawn piece of artwork meant to be humorous comic. And you have to respect the genius. If someone can take one panel and make a drawing without a caption and really kind of say something about the world in general in a humorous way, that there's a lot of talent involved in telling that story in one panel. And this was great. It was the unmistakable image of the Titanic going down, you know, with the bow in the water and the stern kind of cocked up 45 degrees. Get your mind out of the gutter. You know, and it's sliding down to its death, the Titanic. If you just saw this image, you would know exactly what it was. And there was a picture, I guess, of the Titanic, if the Titanic happened today. And so surrounding the unmistakable image of the Titanic going down are dozens of hands reaching up out of the water, like people who have jumped off the Titanic. And their hands reaching up out of the water or out of a life raft, holding up their cell phones, taking pictures or video of the Titanic going down. So, you know, it's like, what if millennials were on the Titanic today? And I thought that was very telling, or just people in general. You know what people do when shit happens? I see this happen all the time. When they show stuff on the news and something terrible is happening, people have their cameras out. Nobody helps. They just have their camera out. I guess eventually somebody can help by having documented this. But it's funny, you know, it's just like the whole idea of millennials on the Titanic as it goes down. Could you imagine millennials live tweeting the Titanic going down? And they would eventually, like, they would find this phone at the bottom of the ocean at some point. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, if they recovered, like, one of those old-timey cameras from the bottom of the ocean where the Titanic went down, if it just happened to be end up in a compartment where it was kept watertight, you know, like it was in an air bubble somewhere, and the film was salvageable, and they found that there was, like, you know, when the Titanic went down, there was like some young rich douche who took a picture of himself, like a selfie with those old-timey cameras. Would you be surprised? Because I got to tell you, like, imagine millennials live tweeting the Titanic. This totally sucks. We hit a rock or something out in the ocean. Who hits a rock in the ocean? I bet the captain was texting while driving. Hashtag Titanic fail. What's this crap? I thought the floor was sideways because I'm drunk. Hashtag sloshed. Oh, here comes a really pretty girl. She's floating on a door. Hashtag pretty girl on door. Oh, some total bitch just floated past me on a door. There was room for two on it. It was really a big door. You could totally have had a second person on it. Hashtag bitch. But the one thing millennials have going on, I used to think millennials were the worst fucking people on the planet. And I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm willing to admit that I'm wrong. They're the worst fucking people in the universe. Next to baby boomers. Selfish motherfuckers. Not all of them. Some of them, a lot of them. But the one thing the millennials have going on, and I gotta hand it to them. First of all, they're lazy as fuck, so they invented a lot of apps and things and services that just bring shit to you and just make shit happen, make life a lot easier. My generation, we didn't figure that shit out. We didn't have the technology. And you know what we didn't have, though? We didn't have the overinflated sense of entitlement that makes millennials think that everything they do is so awesome, they have to take a picture of it. But what that does do, I'll tell you what that does do. What they did figure out, those fucking smart bastards, is that if you live a life where you always feel like you have to have that recognition, you were helicoptered like a fuck ton as a kid, so you need that constant hit in your veins of attention, so you're always taking pictures of yourself doing shit. Here's what I'm wearing today. Here's who I am. Oh, look who I ran into. right? But what that I think that does is it drives you to do cool shit so that you can go somewhere and take a picture of yourself doing cool shit. My generation, you know what we did for fun? We sat around in a parking lot, you know, leaning on the hoods of our cars, drinking beer. That's what we did. Nobody took any pictures because we were fucking idiots. So millennials have that shit going on for them. You know, some people are just social media whores. Look, okay, I get it. You ate a wonderful sandwich today. You also did your laundry, washed dishes, and somehow, someway, managed to snap a cute photo of your cat sleeping. Even more amazing, you did all this between watching your daughter eat peas and catching last night's episode of The X Factor. I know all of this about you. Not because I'm sneaking around your backyard peeking in your windows. No. When I watch you through your windows, it'll be from your front yard, you know, high up in that tree, overlooking your bedroom where I can catch a slight glimpse of you pooping when you leave the bathroom door open. By the way, I'm glad you decided to wear the blue underwear today. It's my favorite. Also, you should really think about wiping front to back. I'm just saying. Look, lucky for me, it turns out I don't have to waste my days and nights freezing my ass off clinging to some tall tree branch with a pair of binoculars hanging around my neck. All I have to do to know every boring-ass moment of your boring-ass life is to follow you on Twitter. You live your life online, documenting each commute to work or haircut or visit to Chuck E. Cheese like it's the most important event in recorded history. Look, I've accepted the fact that most of my peers belong to the me generation. You know, a group of people who believe in the tenets of individuality. Truthfully, we're not that unlike those children in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, subliminally conditioned by endless repetitions of the bumper sticker mantra of be yourself. And yes, that's a literary reference to make you feel slightly better, possibly even enlightened, about partaking in the grand greasy palm stroke fest known as social media. But really, it's worse than being just the me generation. It seems that all of us, young and old, have actually become part of the me generation. We sadly feel like we haven't actually experienced anything unless we've shared it online. We can only now enjoy life in reflection. We're the mirror generation with one hand on our camera phones and another hand on our collective PUDs, jacking that thing like a horny roadrunner on crystal meth. Meep, meep this, motherfucker. Must we stare through the viewfinder of our lives without ever looking at what's beyond the tap-to-focus point that we think will impress our friends? Look, I get it. The internet is catnip for the desperate and lonely. And if you think that's a reference to those of you with no romantic prospects and 17 cats, then you get 10 points for paying attention. Congratulations. Just remember, you still need 75 points total before you can redeem them for this pillow that fits perfectly on top of your oven rack. Look, it's okay to feed your inner Narcissus a snack every now and then. But when I'm constantly feeding on Instagram pics of you making that same duck face in a mirror day after day, how many arm's-length iPhone snapshots of oneself does one need? You, self-photo addict, are the photographic equivalent of a serial masturbator. Not, of course, to be confused with a breakfast serial masturbator, in case you wondered how those flakes got frosted in the first place. But you want to know what really drives me crackhead crazy? What makes me fucking nuts is that people actually believe the news they read on Twitter. So-and-so is dead. I know it because I saw it on Twitter. Justin Bieber died in a hot air balloon accident. It's trending on Twitter right now. Instead of trying to verify some crazy bullshit, people just spread the rumor further because nobody cares anymore if a rumor isn't true. Except maybe the Justin Bieber rumor. And sadly, that one's false. I know, I shouldn't get your hopes up like that. Do you remember a while ago Bon Jovi was declared dead? Well, like 3 or 4 times. And it turned out each time he was still alive and kicking, only his career had assumed room temperature. People, what the fuck are you doing trusting Twitter as a news source? Look, stop spreading unsubstantiated rumor just so you can be the first one of your friends to report RIP about that dude who was on that sitcom with that chick who did that movie with the other guy. Look, how about, in an effort to make me give a shit, tell me something useful. This does not include all those precious updates giving me every excruciating detail of your mundane lives, okay? Doing my laundry, took a poop, snapped the cutest picture of my cat. Look, going to the movies with Jenny, I don't care. Really? I mean, this is your platform to tell the world how you are feeling, and the best you can do is going to the movies with Jenny? How about spreading some kind of knowledge you picked up? How about sharing some kind of wisdom you learned? And for fucking fuck's sake, I don't mean I had a wonderful sandwich today. First of all, nobody other than the pimply-faced high school dork behind the cash register at Quiznos gives a rat's balls about what kind of sandwich you ordered at lunch, no matter how fucking delicious you think it was. Second, how the fuck do I know it was really delicious? For all I know, you may think Limburger cheese is awesome, or raw sheep's guts, or anything from Arby's. Your taste in food may be as equidistant from the concept of delicious as Cleveland is from Uranus. Although, come to think of it, if you've ever driven through Cleveland, it's a lot like being in someone's anus. Look, just because you saw that comment coming doesn't mean it's not true. But I digress. It wouldn't be the last time either. I guess I'm just tired of sorting through all the shit being thrown at me just so I can find one peanut. I'm sorry, but thanks to that Instagram of your cute cat picture, my signal-to-noise ratio is more diluted than a $9 cup of Dodger Stadium beer. Look, no offense to your kitty. I'm sure he has the soul of an angel wrapped in the soul of a second angel and then deep-fried in a cornflake batter of hugs. At least he has the common decency not to require someone to hit the like button every time he sprays on the couch or poops in your shoe. Oh my god, listen to me. I might as well just put a, hey you damn kids get out of my lawn, sign on my front yard. Alright. But you know one thing millennials haven't figured out? Music. Don't even get me started. Alright, I'm going to leave you with some Kevin Gilbert. This is Toy Matinee, one of the very rare live recordings of Toy Matinee. But listen to the players on this. Amazing. This is really, really great. Okay, I love this. This is Toy Matinee at the Roxy in Hollywood, 1991. Love Lies Bleeding. Check it out. All right, this is Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov, Fading to Black. We'll be right back.
Thanks a lot. You guys have been great. Good night.